Welcome, welcome to the English podcast with Tommy from learnenglishwithtommy.com.
That's me. Yeah, I'm Tommy, and welcome to another episode of the English podcast with Tommy. And you're probably thinking, why is he speaking like that? Because today I've got someone from Wears. Yeah, but she comes from the arse end of Wears, so to speak. Yeah, she comes from North Wales. Good evening to Claire Lily.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm buzzing like a bee in the around honey. I'm buzzing like a bee. Every time I hear the jingle, I get excited. You know, it gets me going. It gets me really excited because I know there's another episode coming.
It's a good jingle.
Oh, it's been going for a good, you know, for almost a good year now, this podcast of these. The jingle's been included in almost every episode since the beginning, except for maybe the first two or three episodes. After that came the jingle. But it's buzzing. It's a beautiful, beautiful jingle. So a big shout out to a good friend of mine, Rob, who created it. But we're not here to talk about Rob. We're here to talk about you and your English accent, because you are something of a very rare species on Instagram. You come from North Wales.
I do. But people will say, she doesn't sound Welsh. But yeah, I was born in a small village called, I'm going to say it the Welsh way, Clydlan.
Yeah, there you go. They're the people out there. The people sort of like, well, I'm done for the night. You know, that's me done. Thank you for coming, Claire. I think we'll just leave it there for tonight. But no, where exactly on the map would we find this village? Where exactly?
North Wales. So Wales. Many people will have heard of Anglesey or Conwy or even Sunnyrill. So we are north. I was living in North Wales in a small village called, I say, Rudlin. That's where the English comes in.
Oh, wow. That was amazing. Because you didn't hear it, but you just cut off while you were you were cut into very small syllables while you were saying that. Your internet literally dropped off for a second.
No.
It's it happened. Yeah, it's happened once before, and it will happen. It'll probably keep happening. It's probably because I'm not paying my internet bills. That always happens, you know. So it's not you. It's probably my side that ended up just crashing out of nowhere. So anyone who's looking on a map of the UK will look at the UK, and then there's this sort of bit of the UK which bulges out. It's like the stomach. For those of you thinking it looks like something, it's like the stomach of the UK, and that's Wales. Wales is principality. Principality meaning that it's not a kingdom, it's part of the kingdom, but there's a prince called the Prince of Wales, and Claire comes from the north end of Wales, not the south end where people speak lush and have lots of sheep. And speak properly.
We do have lots of sheep. We do.
Oh, so you do have sheep. You have sheep in North Wales. Okay. That's just a...
We do.
That's just a very stereotypical stereotype that I have in my head. So, just so that we understand, you come from a long way further north than I do. You know,
yes.
I come from the town of Reading, which is in the Home Counties, the Royal County, where the Queen comes from, and you come from the Principality of Wales, the top end, the north end of Wales. Now, because there's such a geographical distance between where you come from and where I come from, there must be a lot of differences in the way that people speak the English language.
Yes. My father's sister married into a Welsh family. Now, he is extremely Welsh, to the point where I struggle to understand him. He is your typical farmer.
Yeah.
They live on a farm. He's your typical farmer. So, yeah, there are a lot of differences that I see. You go across the bridge and over the Menai Straits,
yeah.
onto Anglesey, mm. and the Welsh there, the Welsh accent is incredible. Many people do say to me, I sound Liverpudlian. I'm not even, when I really start going, people say, are you from Liverpool? No, I'm from North Wales. Oh, right, okay. They've never heard of the village where I'm from, but as soon as I say Sunny Rill, they know it.
Yeah.
Rill is on the coast.
Yeah.
Rutland is quite close to the coast. So, yeah. Rutland's quite famous, though, really, to be fair. There is a castle in the village.
It's interesting. You just say that word again. Just say that word again. The one which start, the one which started with C.
Castle.
You say castle.
Yes.
It sounds like you're. It does sound a bit like you're from Liverpool when
okay.
you're saying that. It does sound a little Liverpool. It does sound a little Scouse.
But some people would say castle.
Yeah, I come from the south of England, and I say castle. Where do you live? I live near Windsor Castle, and you would say I live near Windsor.
Castle.
Exactly. You live near a castle, I live near a castle. For those people who are more sort of familiar with the city of Liverpool, is your village geographically closer to Liverpool than it is to, say, another big city in England, geographically speaking?
Yes. We are about an hour and 45 minutes away from Liverpool. My mother comes from Liverpool. She's extremely Liverpoolian.
Wow.
That
I'd have to really look at that, won't I? That's really Scouse, that is.
Yeah, she's very calm down. Calm down.
Calm down, love. Yeah, get on with it. Okay, we figured out the geographical location of your village is somewhere in very rural North Wales. It's near Anglesey, and it's also situated not too far from the English border. And geographically speaking, we're close to Liverpool. So, if we were to look at the linguistic map of the UK, we would see some overlaps with parts of northwest. Yeah, I have to just quickly just check my compass there, northwest England. But we'd also find quite a lot of linguistic similarities with Gaelic.
Oh.
Because Gaelic is the Welsh language, or Gaelic is the Welsh, or Gaelic, sorry, Gaelic is the language of Wales, or a secondary language of Wales. Do you speak?
Correct.
Do you speak any Welsh?
Yes, I do. I went to. It was. It's called Kilch. So, for many people, Americans would know it as kindergarten.
It's a nursery basically.
Nursery, yeah, but it was a Welsh speaking nursery. So
okay.
Before I even entered primary school, I was in a kilch. That's kilch. And then I went to primary school and I studied Welsh GCSE.
Okay.
And I got an A in my Welsh GCSE. If you asked me if I was fluent in it, as in, can I speak it? Oh, I've forgotten it. I mean, we're going back how many years? I'm 39 now. So, yeah. But I can get by a little bit. If I went to Wales and I needed to speak some Welsh, then yeah, I could.
Okay.
You know, so.
Are there any words or phrases that, you know, if people ended up landing for any reason in your local region, that you would find local to your area, or to north, or to say the northern belt of Wales? Would people find any phrases in Wales, in that part of Wales, which you might find? There was one which I found online before we started recording, a pad, a cuppa.
Oh,
a panet. Hey.
Panet.
Have you got a panet of tea? No, I've got to...
Or you could say, waiting hoffy coffee. Waiting hoffy coffee.
Okay.
Would you like coffee?
Ah, okay. So that's a completely different language that you're speaking to me.
It's extreme, yeah, and the Welsh alphabet, oh my goodness me, there is like double letters pronunciation. So it's a whole new ballgame, the Welsh alphabet.
Yeah, so, you know, you don't go to... You go to Llanelli, if you're from...
Llanelli.
I come from Llanelli, or I come from Cardiff. I come from Cardiff, yeah, or Swansea. Yeah, it's like, what, is that like coming from Swansea or Cardiff? It's like, no, I come from Cardiff, or I come from Swansea. It's like, oh, okay, all right, yeah, but that's, obviously that's southern, that's South Wales. That's the valley. That's
yeah.
The valleys. And are there any?
It's really strong down there.
Are there any similarities and similarities between North Wales, the way you guys speak up in North Wales, and the way that people down in South Wales speak?
A lot of people in neighbouring villages and the bigger towns in North Wales tend to lose their Welsh language. To be honest.
Hmm.
You will not find them using it as much as you would in South Wales.
Yeah.
And it's a shame.
Yeah.
It is a shame. I'm not too sure why. Perhaps because North Wales is quite touristy now, right across the north coast, where you've got Rhyl, Kimmel Bay, there's loads of stretches of caravans.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that they've just decided to communicate with tourists in English rather than Welsh. I mean, it's something, to be honest, I never really took notice of when I was younger. But looking back now, because I live in Bulgaria now, and when we travel back, it's very rare I hear anybody locally around my neighbourhood who's got A, a Welsh accent, or B, is speaking Welsh.
Okay.
So for me, it's a bit of a shame, really, because our area has got a lot of history as well, linking us to the Queen.
Yeah.
As you know, the Queen, her son, the Prince of Wales. There is a castle locally to us, Carnarvon Castle, Conwy Castle.
Carnarvon! Is it Carnarvon? Is it Carnarvon Castle?
And the castle that is in Rutland was built by King Edward I in 1277. And in our village is where Edward I held his first parliament in 1283. We've actually got what's known as a parliament house, and it's stunning. And that is the oldest building you will see in our village, but it's absolutely stunning. The history behind it as well.
Mm.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Well, that's interesting. That's a bit, you know, that's something that's heritage. You know, that's a heritage thing that you can... that you can be proud of, you know.
We have a lot of visitors actually in our little village. I used to own the farmhouse kitchen that's right on the high street, and it's gone very touristy on the high street. There's a little cheesemongers. There is a lady now opening a fish shop, and she gets the famous Conwy mussels that North Wales is known for. So yeah. We do get a lot of tourists actually in the little village.
That's amazing. And in terms of language and in terms of the linguistic side, because there'll be listeners thinking, that's, you know, history is nice, let's talk about linguistics here, let's talk about the English language. What would you say is local dialect or local... What's local dialect? Let's say, you already gave one with the cup of tea, yeah, for example. Is there something which you would not find anywhere, that you would only say in your area of North Wales? I know that I'm putting you on the spot here, and if you can't think of anything, it's not a problem. Really not a problem at all.
I wish I had my uncle on the phone. There's one that we know up in the hills that they will say yucky da. But I have actually never understood the terms of this. Yakida. And I think it's kind of an acknowledgement to something with regards to, if, yeah, you know, kind of I need to find out that more, but yakida, yakida, you hear that quite a lot.
Yakida.
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 Yeah, yakida.
I'm going to just quickly have a yakida Welsh. Here we go. It means cheers. It actually means
cheers.
Cheers in Welsh. Yakida.
There you go.
There we go. I just literally did a quick Google. I'm not going to even try and pronounce that in Gaelic. That just looks like a, that looks like a, that would make a monstrosity out of this episode. You know, all Welsh people listening are going to be like, he's a right one. He's trying to come. He's come. He's hosting this episode with a true Welsh lass, and then he starts taking the mick out of our language. Let's try not to do that. Yakida means in Welsh cheers. So
yakida.
That's interesting, because I would never even know what that meant. Someone just said to you, yakida mate. So you what? You talking to me? So like, there's a yak, yeah. A yak is usually four-legged, yeah. A dar,
dar means yes in Bulgarian.
Okay, so you know, you'd be like thinking, you what, lads? You what? You know, get on with. Let's move on with that.
Of course.
I'm just gonna quickly do a bit of a googling search here, because I'm just wondering whether you would know, whether you'd be able to give us a little background on here. Do you know what a Lyle is? Someone who's a Lyle is a...
A Lyle?
Yeah. Maybe I'm pronouncing it completely wrong. It means you're a sweetheart. You're a love or a sweetheart. And this is this is something commonly used apparently in Denby.
A Lyle.
You're a Lyle.
Lyle.
Hey, I'm just reading off a page here. I'm just reading off a... the website is North Wales Live, which is, and I'm literally just reading out a few words. Someone said to you, "La, what does that mean? L A, la."
La.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, I must be in a completely different postcode.
You're not. But like I say, where I was from.
Yeah.
Didn't kind of hear these terms. Yeah. Denby is very Welsh, actually. Okay. Denby isn't far from Rhuddlan. So, you know, and they have got a strong accent in Denby.
Yeah. Well, la is... you might say hiya la if you bump into a friend. You can also add it onto the end of someone's name.
Oh, hi la.
Yeah, as a term of endearment, how are you, Steve La? Or in this case, how are you, Claire La?
Oh, good.
How are you, La? so yeah, I'm just gonna give up on those Welsh phrases, because I put myself on the spot here when I try and pronounce them. So what we've heard is that geographically speaking, you're a long way from my hometown. Geographically speaking, you're closer to Liverpool than you are to the City of London. Geographically speaking, you are also close to the North Wales coast and Conway, and also to Anglesey is...
Yeah, it's literally a few minutes to the coast, and you're there.
Yeah. It's just... For those of us who drop into North Wales tomorrow morning... What should we go and visit in North... What should we go and visit, La, in North Wales?
The castles.
Carnarvon.
The castle. The castles. Then we have the mountain range.
Yeah.
Towards Denby.
Yeah.
And towards Snowdonia. You have to go to Snowdonia.
I was going to ask you about that, whether Snowdonia is in your part of the country or not, because I had this sort of...
It's not too far. I mean, you can get there within an hour, Snowdonia Mountains. I've walked Snowdonia Mountains. It's absolutely stunning. Mulvamai.
Okay.
Do Mulvamai Mountain as well, if you like walking. Absolutely beautiful places. Yep. And a lot of Welsh history and heritage behind it.
Oh, I just heard you say the word heritage again.
Heritage.
Oh, the way that you said it beforehand was much more Welsh. It sounded Welsh. It sounded more Welsh to me than
heritage.
Yeah, heritage. Yeah, okay. It's beautiful. That it's a beautiful word. That it's really it's beautiful to hear it. So what we have here is, geographically speaking, you're very rural. Geographically speaking, you're closer to the city of Liverpool than, say, to I am. Well, that's not hard because you're in North Wales.
Yeah,
you're in North Wales. I'm in southern England. So, you know, for me to get to Liverpool, I need a whole day to get there and then a whole day to get back, probably. And we also have a few words and phrases there which you can, you might hear along your way in North Wales, whether it be hiya la. Hiya la, how you doing? Hiya
la. Panada dare.
A panada dare. A panada dare. Yeah.
I think you would hear people saying bore da. Bore da. Or hoel fawr ffrindiau. Okay, so bore da is good morning.
Okay.
And hoel fawr ffrindiau is like goodbye, my friend.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying goodbye. They would definitely be something I suppose you would hear, but I didn't hear it that much.
Okay.
No, it's more because where Rudland is situated, you've kind of got one direction is the coast and the touristy part.
Yeah.
And then the other direction is beautiful hills and mountains
yeah.
And fields of sheep and farms.
Yeah.
And farms. You'll see the tractors out, you'll see farmers working the fields, and that's the side of Wales that I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And there, the deeper you go, I think, into the Welsh fields and amongst the forests and the countryside, you'll see and you'll hear the change in the accent.
Yeah.
So there'll be an accent like mine in Rudland, and then you just go a little bit further, like 10 minutes down the road to St Asaph even. St Asaph is... well, 3 or 4 minutes down the road, down the dual carriageway.
Yeah.
And there's a beautiful cathedral there, and it's a very Welsh...
Oh, you're
it's in... now a city. It's just been... It's a city now. Wrexham is now a city.
Yeah.
I believe.
Congratulations to Wrexham, by the way. You beat my hometown of Reading. I'm just looking. You're in the Vale of Clwyd, aren't you? You're in the...
We are. My village is right next to the River Clwyd.
Yeah, I've just literally opened up Google Maps here in front of me. I literally just realised where you are. You're in the Vale of Clwyd, which for most those of you who know your British geography, the Vale of Clwyd was once upon a time very red for Labour, turned blue. Clwyd, is it?
Clwyd. That's how people from North Wales would say Clwyd, but it's now actually changed to Denbighshire. It was changed many years ago to Denbighshire. You've got Denbighshire, Flintshire, Gwynedd, all those places.
Yeah.
But yeah, Clwyd has now changed to Denbighshire, which sounds less Welsh than Clwyd. I like Clwyd.
I like it when people say like the Vale of Clwyd, and I'm like, oh, that's Wales. That you can't mistake that. And then someone says,
yeah.
I come from Denbighshire. It's like, I don't know where that is.
Well, my primary even though the majority of people in my village don't actually speak Welsh.
Yeah.
My primary school was Ysgol y Castell. That's
Welsh school.
Yeah, the school by the castle.
Yeah.
Castell. And then my high school was Emrys ap Iwan. You know, you can't say Emrys ap Iwan, but you do say Emrys ap Iwan. So, and that's in Abergele.
Abergele, is it?
Abergele.
Abergele. I found it. It's near Rhyl.
Rhyl. Some people would say Rhyl. Yes.
Rhyl.
But I say Rhyl.
Yeah, Rhyl.
Everybody's probably listening to this podcast shaking their head.
Interesting, super. Claire, Lily, I wish I knew how to say thank you in Welsh. The only thing I can say in Welsh is Croeso i Cymru. Croeso i Cymru, which means
Croeso i Cymru,
welcome to Wales.
Yes, and what was the first one you said? said?
Croeso i Cymru. Is it C-R-O-E-S-O? Croes, is it Croes?
Croeso.
Croeso. Croeso i Cymru. Welcome to Wales.
What you said? You said another one as well.
Croeso i Cymru. That's what I said.
Yeah. And then you said Croeso i Cymru, and yeah. Then you said another Welsh.
Did I say? Welsh. I didn't mean to if I said something.
Oh, no. It was good. No, I know what it was. You said how to say thank you. Diolch yn fawr iawn.
Diolch yn fawr... Diolch yn...
Diolch yn fawr iawn.
Diolch i fawr iawn.
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 That's it. Diolch yn fawr iawn.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Claire. Your time here on the English podcast has come to an end.
Thank you for having me.
This is, by the way, dear listeners, someone who's just popped her podcast cherry. Someone who's who was a podcast virgin, so she has now lost her podcast virginity, and let's give her a big round of applause. I know that Claire won't be able to hear that round of applause, but I'm going to give the round of applause for Claire.
Can we do it again tomorrow?
We can do this whenever you want,
Thank
Claire.
Thank you so much. Honestly, Tommy, it's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been a pleasure finding out about more about North Wales. Because, you know, where I come from, we only have lots of stereotypes about Wales. Lots of sheep, lots of, to put it bluntly, sheep shagging, and lots of farms. You know, I mean, that's the only thing that we think of Wales, really. where I come from in the UK, we only have bad things to say about the Welsh. So it's good to hear it from the horse's mouth rather than to hear it from English stereotypes. So thank you. Thank you.
Just don't forget our flag, okay? We are the baddest little. We are bad. We've got a dragon on our flag, you know.
Yeah, welcome to. Like I said, welcome to Wales. You know, you should. Welcome to Wales.
And we've got a pretty good rugby team, right? I'm not going to get into this against the English and the Irish.
I'm not a rugby man. I'm a round ball man. Football. I'm a football man.
No. That's just a bunch of men taking a shower together.
Oh, here we go. Let's not go down that dark road. That's dark. But anyway,
it's a real sport. Okay.
Claire, thank you very much, Claire. And you, dear listeners, you've learned something from Northern Wales. You've learned now that you can't be saying things like lush in North Wales because that's from South Wales. And you can also know that I don't come from Wales either. Despite my attempt here now at speaking in a very South Wales accent, I'm not going to try it. This is the end of my Welsh accent. So I'd like to thank you, dear listeners. It's another thank you from Claire.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you, Tommy.
And it's another thank you from me. Goodbye now.